Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm back from a beautiful family wedding in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Also, Tony took me to an amazing mansion with a botanical garden and arboretum. I took over 400 garden photos in one day. Can't wait to tell you about Blythewood. They have the largest sequoia redwood on the East Coast. Speaking of trees, Dana Vendrick, who wants to chime in on last week's favorite trees, and I do too, will be with us. I have a few of favorites. You can also call Tom and I at 407-916-5400 with your gardening questions, or you can text Tom at 23680. So join Tom, Joni, Colton, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Two degrees every minute. That's how fast a car heats up in the Florida sun. A child's body temperature can rise 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's. And heat stroke in a closed vehicle can occur even in temps as low as 57. Never leave a child or a pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short period of time. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, call 911 for help. Every time you leave your vehicle, check for kids and pets. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
It's been said that life is not a destination but a journey. Do you remember learning about Lewis and Clark in school? They set out to find the waterway to the Pacific Ocean. Instead, they encountered the formidable Rocky Mountains. Definitely not what they were expecting. And just when they hoped the journey would get easier, it actually got tougher. Sound familiar? Life is like that too. Filled with great expectations and the unexpected, daunting challenges occur. Maybe you feel like you're facing your own mountain-sized obstacle right now. Maybe it's an issue at work or with your health or with your family. I have good news for you. Jesus has promised to be our shepherd, our guide through life. He never promised us the journey would be easy. He did promise to lead us each step of the way to an eternal destination in heaven with Him. This is Bryant Wright, encouraging you on the journey of life, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. Last week, while I was in botanical heaven, visiting a beautiful summer garden and arboretum in Bristol, Rhode Island, where I was able to walk under and photograph gigantic century-old trees, including the largest redwood sequoia on the East Coast. So I'll be posting photos of that and doing kind of like a virtual tour on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, later today. So you can walk with me through it. Tom, Joni, and Colton got to name their favorite trees last week.
Yes, we did.
And Dana Venrick, he's the owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand, one of our great sponsors of Better Lawns and Gardens. He was listening, and he wanted to let us know his favorite. So joining us right now is Dana. He's the owner of Quality Green Specialist at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand, Florida. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Dana.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joni. Good morning, everyone.
So, Dana, you heard them last week talking about their favorite trees, but first you've moved your nursery. How do you like your new location?
Oh, I really love our new location. You know, there's more room. We have a room for more selection. We have more color, more fruit trees, more inventory, more space for our great fertilizers like our 8011. And azomite volcanic pumice. What is there not to like?
There you go. No, and you've had a great turnout there. People love your new location. Are the residents gardening like they were last year at this time?
They are. You know, we had a lot of rain earlier this week. In fact, there was more rain than sun. And I said, no, but we're not going to have any business today. And I look outside, there's a lady walking out looking at the trees in the rain. I want that one.
That's wonderful.
Wait a minute.
So at this time of the year, we think of shade. And what's the most durable and long-lived shade tree that you like?
Oh, my gosh. I love the live oak. You know, there are so many magnificent live oaks in Florida and all over the South. It's famous. It's the tree for strength, you know, that the South loves. And it grows so well. It's big, big, though. You got to be careful. Never put it too close to the house or under a power line or anything like that. Can you imagine, you know, live oaks can sometimes get 70 or 80 feet tall, and you get a storm, and can you imagine it falling toward your house? Not good.
Yeah, but they're sturdy trees. I have a lot of communities with live oaks, and
Mother
problem.
Mother Nature is amazing. You know, in the woods, the branches will actually grow down and anchor into the ground. They're nature's best anchor with those branches that go out a long ways and anchor.
Well, I'm like you. I like the live oak, too. But you must have some other favorite trees, shade trees also.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Magnolias. We have a good selection of magnolia trees. If you like larger magnolia trees, of course, there's a traditional southern magnolia that gets really tall. They have glossy, beautiful leaves. And they have like very pinkish type undersides of the leaves, or brownish sometimes. And also we have D.D. Blanchard, which is almost as big. And it has like a straight, tall trunk. And you can either grow it, you know, as a standard with the trunk visible or all the way to the ground. It makes both a standard or a bushy type tree, and it gets tall. We have smaller magnolias like Little Jim that only gets 20 to 30 years, but it flowers in 2 to 3 years. So it's a very good tree because you get beautiful flowers in the spring and summer when it's younger, and you've got nice, beautiful green leathery leaves on top and the brown copper bottoms.
Yeah, well, Dana.
And then in the fall, you have those seeds that have pods with the beautiful bright red seeds. That's quite spectacular.
Yeah, I like that,
and
too.
And we also have Bracken's Brown Beauty. It gets like 30 feet tall. It's smaller with a dense canopy.
Yeah, I love the magnolias. How about something for color? You get color from magnolias also, but how about some other colorful trees?
Oh, my gosh. You know, if you like a deciduous tree, you know, the red maple is great because you get red leaves a lot of times in late fall. And in early spring, you get those double red-winged samaras, or the helicopters, they call them. They're beautiful. When they drop, they spin like a helicopter. And East Palatkahalli, I like that a lot. It's not as wide and not as big, 35 feet tall, maybe 40 feet or so, tight pyramidal shape where you don't have as much room, you know, for spreading. And, you know, it's very interesting, you know, because only the females have those red berries. I used to work at Department of Agriculture, the very, we had some female trees out front. They'd be full of berries every winter. And on cue, you know, the robins would come through.
I know.
February and eat those berries. They'd be fermenting. And then they would fly into the windows and fall out on the ground.
Well, I like the yopon holly as a small tree.
Yeah, and they also the Eagleston holly is really good.
You know, they're both great native trees.
So Bob, Bob, Dana, can we use fruiting trees for shade?
Well, yeah, I like the loquat, you know, for smaller, gets nice spread, you know, and you get delicious edible fruit. In fact, I've made delicious pies from the fruit using,
that would be interesting.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
It's not like your mom's apple pie, though. It's pretty good, though.
So what do you do about the skins? Do you peel them?
You peel the skin.
Hot
water, and the skins come off.
Kind of like peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Remove the seed, of course. That'll break a tooth.
Yeah.
So what size tree do you recommend to plant?
Well, it all depends, you know, on your situation. If you have lots of room, I like a larger tree. Just put it out far enough from the house. If you have a smaller house or closer to the entry, a smaller, more formal tree. And, you know, there are smaller trees, too, you know, that are great, like the like some of the olives we have. I have a beautiful corner tree for an olive. It looks great.
I like olives for shade trees.
They look lovely, and they give you fruit. Here in Florida, they're very good.
I've got fruit on mine this year.
I love Feijoa, too. They've been selling very well for us. It's called pineapple guava also, but
I love those.
It has delicious fruit as well. It makes a great screen, you know, for landscape.
And it has a beautiful flower.
That's a good one, too, for here. Crepe myrtles. That's so beautiful right now. We have lots of crepe myrtles.
Don't want to leave them out. Hey, listen now. When you're planting a tree and selecting one, Dana, you know, you don't have to buy the biggest tree on the lot, right? You can get one maybe a little smaller, you know, if you're sensitive.
Absolutely. A lot of times, you know, the specs, you know, for the cities and the counties are too big. You don't need to have a tree that big in your yard to start with. Nice 10 to 15 gallon tree. We have some beautiful trees. We have great selection. They're running like anywhere from 8 to 10 feet tall, and they're reasonably priced. There's no need to spend a fortune, and they grow out probably in 5 years. You couldn't tell the difference between a 15 gallon tree and a 30 gallon tree.
Well, Dana, the University of Florida has research that shows that a 2-inch caliper tree will be the same size as a 4-inch caliper tree within 5 to 7 years, and they undergo less stress.
Well, absolutely. And you don't need to fertilize trees that much either. Most people over fertilize, but a little fertilizer like our 8011 is terrific, you know. And usually our soils, per se, have got plenty of phosphorus. Sometimes you have to add a little, but it's great not to put too much phosphorus, of course.
Yeah. So after you plant a tree, what about watering and fertilizer? How often do you fertilize it after you plant it?
Well, as a rule, I don't like to fertilize when we plant or when you plant the tree. It's good to put a little bit of potting soil or something like our compost, or even black cow, but not too much. You know, people overdo that. A little bit is good. You know, mix in with your backfill. You could even sprinkle a little bit of our volcanic pomace. You know, we had great success with that, the azomite volcanic pomace under the tree, under the root ball. But never dig the hole deeper than the root ball. Make sure your root flare or the first ladder roots at the surface. Water. I like to water every other day. Make a berm and thoroughly water every other day for 2 weeks. That way you have it soaked and little chance for it drying out a little bit, but you soak it every other day, then cut it back to twice a week through the summer. In the fall, you can reduce even more to 1 week or less. But the key is don't let it get dried out and don't soak it too much when you first start out. And water it when it needs it. That's the golden rule. Water it when it needs it. Check the soil every day.
So Dana,
it's really windy, you know, maybe more.
So Dana, I see in some communities they like to top trees and go through and cut them, even the oak trees and the holly trees. Do you recommend that?
I do not, except in special situations. But, you know, the tree is coarse, is very, very stunted and stressed, you know. Like I've seen these live oaks trimmed that way, you know, and it's going to reduce the life of the tree, and it's just for decorative purposes, but it's not good for the tree. I don't like to do that, but in certain cases, people do things, you know, that just aren't very sensible, like crepe myrtle. On crepe myrtle, they trim the way too hard, and then you destroy the form and beauty of the tree, especially the beautiful trunk work.
So, Dana, what other plants are residents looking for at your nursery?
Oh, my gosh. People come in. Citrus is one of the number one things they come and look for. We have a wide variety of citrus trees of all types. Barbados cherry is very popular. The crepe myrtles, people are looking for those right now, all different types of colors. The joa has been selling very well lately because it's like a dual purpose between a shrub and has edible guava-like fruit in the fall. And our trees are super popular right now. We've been selling a lot of the magnolias and the live oaks and the loquats and the red maple. I mean, that's a beautiful tree. If you like something deciduous, some people like to have cooling of the trees. You can cool your house maybe up to 10 degrees in the summer. Then some trees like the maple, then it's bare in the fall and winter, and you get some warmth of the sun.
Well, thank you so much, Dana. We really appreciate you coming on this morning. I'm so glad you told us your favorites. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to Quality Green Specialist at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. You ask for Dana Venrick. He'll be able to help you with all your trees. You can also call Dana at 386-734-8000. Thank you so much, Dana.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, a great day, everyone.
Yeah, you all too. Right. Thank you.
If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention business owners, listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At Finance Pal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At Finance Pal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized.
Call now at 800-509-1747 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-1747, 800-509-1747.
Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
It's been said that life is not a destination, but a journey. Do you remember learning about Lewis and Clark in school? They set out to find the waterway to the Pacific Ocean. Instead, they encountered the formidable Rocky Mountains. Definitely not what they were expecting. And just when they hoped the journey would get easier, it actually got tougher. Sound familiar? Life is like that too, filled with great expectations and the unexpected, daunting challenges occur. Maybe you feel like you're facing your own mountain-sized obstacle right now. Maybe it's an issue at work or with your health or with your family. I have good news for you. Jesus has promised to be our shepherd, our guide through life. He never promised us the journey would be easy. He did promise to lead us each step of the way to an eternal destination in heaven with Him. This is Bryant Wright, encouraging you on the journey of life, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We'd love to hear from you. You can call 407-916-5400 or 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can text Tom anytime at 23680. So, Tom, we need more phone calls. We've got Richard from Sanford. He's got a question on watermelons and cantaloupe. Good morning, Richard.
My favorite crops, cantaloupes.
Yeah, and watermelons. How come we don't talk? I mean, we got a great place to grow them in Florida, watermelons and cantaloupes every year, and it's hard to grow anything else, isn't it?
Well, you know, the watermelon season for us starts in March, and then they will replant sometimes for a fall crop. But we're not a big fall producing watermelon time, but the homeowner can do that. But in the springtime, they plant watermelons somewhere around end of February, and our harvest season is between Memorial Day and the 4th of July. We sell 25% of the nation's watermelons during that period of time, which is neat. Yeah, but you can grow them. But, you know, they're a challenge. They're not the easiest crop to grow. You're going to be out there with fungicides and insecticides, at least on the cantaloupe.
Yeah, now how much space do you need to grow watermelons and cantaloupes?
Well, you know, we do have dwarf varieties, but the regular watermelons, they take up room. They're spreaders. The watermelon's the worst. I mean, it'll run over long distance. Cantaloupes, not as bad. But, you know, I'm going to be honest. I've given up on cantaloupes. Every now and then I will get back to it and need to produce a cantaloupe plant. But the insect population is so bad. The melon worms, the pickle worms, and the downy mildew on the foliage is so bad. And then, like you said, it takes up a lot of room. So I don't know, Richard, you want to grow them or what do you want to do?
Well, I figured, you know, there's nothing to do in the summertime, so try growing watermelon until the tomatoes are in ready to grow.
Well, summertime is not watermelon time because of the diseases. And also when the fruit gets on the plant, with all the rains and everything, it'll pop them open.
Yep.
So if you're going to grow them, you can start them again in August. The first week in August, you can start watermelon and cantaloupes at that time. And then they will grow into the fall and fruit during the fall. And I've seen some beautiful ones. If you want to grow them for spring crop, about the end of February, somewhere around there, okay?
We had a text message on volunteer cantaloupe. So what care, the same care for those?
Yeah, a volunteer cantaloupe at this time, you know, is going to have so much disease problems and insect problems. So the normal care is fertilize it every 3 to 4 weeks, keep it moist, and you're going to get your fungicide and insecticides ready.
There you go. Thank you so much, Richard. We have a couple of text messages.
We have a number of text messages here. It says, tomatoes getting eaten when still green on the plants during night. Who does that, and what can I do? You know, I figure it's somebody out there liking fried green tomatoes.
Somebody's walking through and seeing them and saying, you know, it's nighttime. Nobody's going to see me. I'm going to take a big chunk out of this.
Yeah, probably a rodent.
Yeah, I would say it was a rodent.
Or raccoon.
Raccoons.
Possums.
Possums. Or
maybe.
Even maybe a cat, but I would think more a rodent.
I think you got some rats out there.
Yeah, so I would say how big is the bite and everything?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's any possibility of a rat, you're going to have to get some rat bait or some traps or something of that nature.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
They're out there feeding. Here's a good one, how to get rid of black spot on roses. And this is the time of year you're going to get black spot.
You are, and you're going to get it naturally from the rainfall because it's coming, you know, if we get rain late at night or the plants are staying wet, best way to get rid or not to get black spot is to not do overhead watering on your plants. So you don't want to have to do overhead watering, drip irrigation, And I always use the systemic, you know, that bio-advanced systemic.
And
it keeps the disease down.
Yeah. And also you can get varieties that are more resistant.
That are more resistant.
Yeah. So, but as far as it goes, I mean, I've had friends that have been good rose growers. Some of them have had 400 different varieties in their yard. Just amazing. And they've been out there pretty active spraying because some of their varieties are very sensitive, and the systemic will help. But you may end up having to put something like daconil on or a copper fungicide.
You will need help. But also, too, if you keep your roses separated. Now, those people who have like 400 roses, you know, they got roses, you know, close together. But if you can keep your roses separated by 6 feet so that it doesn't spread, because the black spot's airborne carried.
Yeah.
So you want to be very clean in your garden. Pick up any leaves that have the spot, black spot on it. Throw it away. And use a fungicide.
Yeah, you're doing more work than I want to do. Looks like we got a question.
We do. We have Jackie from Valborne. Good morning, Jackie. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have an odd-looking creature on my tomatoes. It's like an orange leg-looking thing. I don't know what they are. What can I spray my tomatoes
Okay, with? They probably have one of the plant bugs, immature stages, I would think of it. You know, any of the general insecticides, you might try spinosad or spinosad, however you want to pronounce it. They do affect some of those early stages of the plant bugs, and it's a natural control. Spinosad or spinosad is good for caterpillars, thrips, and sometimes these immature stages of the plant bugs. So if you want something natural, it might be worth a try. You can get it in Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. I love that.
That's a great name.
Yeah, and Southern Ag has it in their products in the conserve, and also Fertilome has it in their caterpillar control. So it might be worth a try. Otherwise, you're going with one of the general insecticides that has one of the synthetic pyrethroids in it. Ortho and BioAdvance, all of them have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that helps you out a little bit.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Good.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a great gardening day. Our number here, of course, is 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. We want to keep Joni working. We want to earn her money here.
Sure.
Here, because I got a funny feeling going home, we're going to get her some pancakes. But only if she gets...
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, only pancakes.
Only if she gets more calls, and that's 1-888-45-LAWNS. Okay, here we go. This is one about a live oak. We need to remove a live oak, which is too close to our house on the west side. Want to replace it with something that provides shade, yet safe for the foundation. They want to keep it about 15 feet away.
Wow. That's still a little too close. I'm a little bit.
For a big tree.
For a big tree to provide shade, you know. But always a crepe myrtle.
I love crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle, even the loquat that Dana was talking about would be a good choice.
Yeah. Crepe myrtle Natchez.
Natchez would be gorgeous. And let's see, some chase trees. So just it would depend on the house style. As a designer, I would be looking at the house style.
Yeah, and the olive trees.
Olive trees would be good.
Yeah, it depends on how much shade they want. If they want the shade to cover the whole house, then you're into the oak tree category there.
You are.
But then you got limbs over top of the tree. On the west side, that would give her, give him or her shade in the afternoon, at least, anyway.
Sure.
So it'd be kind of nice.
There we go.
Okay, how about another one here? We got plenty of time. Jalapeno peppers, plant is doing great. Fruit is rotting before it matures. I'll tell you, there is a little weevil that gets into peppers, and you're going to have to go to a regular insecticide to get that under control. I had them in my peppers also, and I didn't get to them soon enough, and it started to eat them up, so it was a real problem.
Yeah, jalapenos. Our jalapenos did great this year. So, you know, you just want to make sure that you're, you know, just checking your plants on a regular basis and catch them. Let's go to Judith in Winter Park. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning. Best of luck to both of you when you're going. I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank you, Joni, and I appreciate it. You've got Teresa here who's going to do a great job with you, and a good friend and great horticulturist. So you've got a good replacement.
Wonderful. Well, you take care and God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, that was it. She was not going to identify. Well, okay, Judith, if you have a bug to be identified, call us back. All right.
Send us a picture.
There we go. And we have more calls coming in.
Let me give you this one here. It says, Several years ago, I had all four of my very large and beautiful East Palatka trees taken down due to witch's broom. That's true. Are there any other tall hollies that aren't susceptible to the fungus? I love holly trees. This is Gail in Rockledge. The only thing I know is the Yopon holly, and that doesn't pick it up. There may be some other
The Eagleston holly. Doesn't either. But, you know, I think it's just people cut holly trees way too much, and that makes them more susceptible to the witch's broom.
Yeah. I really think that the robins and the cedar waxwings carry the disease.
Really?
Because I had an East Palatka holly out in the open. We didn't prune it. We didn't do anything to it. Let maybe a lower limb or something like that. And each year the robins and the waxwings would come in, and then all of a sudden we started picking up the witch's broom, the Spheeropsis fungus. And
I never thought about
that. So I think that's what causes it. So anyway, do we have time for that one?
We do. We don't have a name on it yet. It's Roy. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me click on that. Roy. Good morning, Roy. You're from Windermere. How can we help you?
Good morning. I got this from the neighbors, a palm, and it's in a huge pot, and I can't tell what kind it is, but how could I propagate that for him?
It's a palm, and you want to propagate it? Roy, is it multiple shoots or just one straight trunk?
What it is, I didn't get it, but it's in a big pot, and it's probably, let me take a look. Looks like multiple shoots. There's two big trunks coming out of it.
So what do you mean when you say propagate?
Well, do I take the roots, cut it off, put it in water? How do I get one of them to grow?
Yeah, you aren't going to do that.
No, that's not the way you propagate. Most palms germinate from seeds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be a long-term project for you. You have to wait until it produces seeds and then get those and started. So hang around for a while.
I don't have that long to hang around.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. One more quick question.
Yeah. What do you guys recommend for like a general fertilizer, a 10-10-10 or a 12-0-12?
For palm trees?
Well, no, just for bushes and plants and everything else.
Well, the products today are no phosphorus, and so anything general landscape fertilizer, almost those would be fine. I like slow release. I'll go Dynamite. I'll go Osmocote and Shake and Feed.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you so much, Roy.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
It's been said that life is not a destination, but a journey. Do you remember learning about Lewis and Clark in school? They set out to find the waterway to the Pacific Ocean. Instead, they encountered the formidable Rocky Mountains. Definitely not what they were expecting. And just when they hoped the journey would get easier, it actually got tougher. Sound familiar? Life is like that too. Filled with great expectations and the unexpected, daunting challenges occur. Maybe you feel like you're facing your own mountain-sized obstacle right now. Maybe it's an issue at work or with your health or with your family. I have good news for you. Jesus has promised to be our shepherd, our guide through life. He never promised us the journey would be easy. He did promise to lead us each step of the way to an eternal destination in heaven with Him. This is Bryant Wright, encouraging you on the journey of life, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We would love to hear from you. You can call 407-916-5400 or 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can text Tom anytime at 23680. Joni's waiting for your phone call.
I'm bored over here. I don't have...
Don't have anything. Well, speaking of being bored, last week I was not bored.
Yeah.
And Tony found this beautiful mansion that's about 20 minutes outside of Bristol, or it's in Bristol, 20 minutes from his mother's house. And it's called Blythewald Mansion Botanical Gardens and Arboretum. And this is a 33-acre summer estate.
How about that?
They were from Philadelphia. And it's a summer estate in Bristol, Rhode Island. It was built in 1895 by the Van Wickle family. It overlooks Narragansett Bay. And it is a beautiful home. And just as, it's got 1 mile of walking path.
Wow.
It has in it, it has rose gardens, a north garden, a type of garden that I learned a new horticultural term. It's called basket, and it's spelled B-O-S-Q-U-E-T, but it's pronounced basket, which means a grove, a forest, a thicket of trees, and that included a family dog cemetery, which was really pretty, a bamboo grove, vegetable gardens, pollinator gardens, water gardens, a lover's lane, and then you walk down to the coast, and so it was tremendous. Let me tell you, if you're going to New England anytime over the next year, they have different seasons and it's open all year round. I saw trees I'd never even heard of. But the biggest one, or the one that really fascinated me, is that they have about 10 redwood sequoias growing. They have the largest redwood on the East Coast there. And so if you're never going to go to California, then head up go up to Rhode Island, to Blythewald, and you'll get to put your hands around a few feet of the redwood tree. It's about 100 foot tall.
Kind of neat.
And it was just gorgeous. So I'm going to post a virtual tour of the visit on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens. So let's go back to Judith. Judith, you called with a question. How? What can we help you with?
Yes, I have a bug that I have never seen before, that I do not have any vegetables or edible plants, but I just recently bought a couple of blueberry bushes that I'm going to pot in containers. And this one is a small fruit tree that I saw this the edge of the leaves on starting to be chewed in from the edge. And it wasn't the new leaves, it was the older leaves. It is a bug. It's hard-bodied. I caught one and I crushed it between my fingers, and it was hard-bodied. It does fly. It has wings. And it looks like a very small stink bug. It is very, very pale gray, and it's almost white in color, and it likes to hide down in the crevice where the leaves are growing out from in the branch.
Okay, I think it's a Sri Lanka weevil.
Yeah,
a Sri Lanka weevil, and they're fairly recent, but they do exactly what you're talking about. They're chewers, and they also have a larva stage that will feed on the roots of your trees also.
Sri Lanka, how do you spell that?
S-R-I, and
oh,
then a cap.
Sri Lanka, like
yes,
the
like
island
the
of
country.
Sri Lanka.
Yes.
Sri Lanka beetle.
A weevil.
Weevil?
Mm-hmm. Weevil.
Yeah, look it up and see if that in it. It also has little dark spots on it, too. But you'll,
no, I didn't see any dark spots.
Well, look,
different stages of it.
Yeah, different stages. Look it up and see if that in what it is. It has a nice little snout on it, but you're describing it very well, saying it's white in color. Yeah.
Okay, and it's the larva is in the roots of the plant?
It'll go down into the ground. Yeah, there's a larva stage in the ground. Yeah.
Well, now, will it hurt a tree?
I've never heard of the damage to the roots hurting it, but the chewing on the foliage will, you know, cause major damage there. My guess is if it's working on the roots, it's not doing anything good for the tree.
Right.
But the chewing on the foliage seems to be the major problem we're having.
Is it possible that this was on the tree when I bought it?
You know, anything's possible. You know, you really can't tell for sure, but they're around. It's not uncommon now seeing Sri Lanka weevils.
Really? I've never seen it before. Absolutely. It really surprised me to see this creature.
Well, if you see it again, post a picture on our Facebook page so everyone can see it. I'd love to.
Okay.
All right.
Otherwise, you're out there picking them off or putting an insecticide on to try to control them.
All right. Thank you so much, Judith.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, let's go to Paul. We've got about 30 seconds. Can we help you?
Yeah, what's up with this restaurant telling me there's something with pineapples in Orange County? It's called Orange County. Why do they keep referring to it as Pineapple County?
Orange County is Pineapple County? I've never heard that either. Yeah.
They both are at two restaurants just opened up, and they're fighting over who had the sign outside first about pineapples.
I'm going to research it. I'll find out, and maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, never heard of that, Paul, before, but we'll check it out for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was really quick. Walt, we're going to be right back with you. Just hang on there. You've got some questions in Merritt Island, and if you have a question or phone call, you can still give us a phone call, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we'll be right back with more of...
Quality Green Specialists has a new expanded location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Browse thousands of beautiful plants, flowers, shrubs, and large trees, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. And don't forget our natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. Now located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
It's been said that life is not a destination, but a journey. Do you remember learning about Lewis and Clark in school? They set out to find the waterway to the Pacific Ocean. Instead, they encountered the formidable Rocky Mountains. Definitely not what they were expecting. And just when they hoped the journey would get easier, it actually got tougher. Sound familiar? Life is like that too, filled with great expectations and the unexpected, daunting challenges occur. Maybe you feel like you're facing your own mountain-sized obstacle right now. Maybe it's an issue at work or with your health or with your family. I have good news for you. Jesus has promised to be our shepherd, our guide through life. He never promised us the journey would be easy. He did promise to lead us each step of the way to an eternal destination in heaven with Him. This is Bryant Wright, encouraging you on the journey of life, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Welcome back. We have a few minutes more to take your calls and text. If you missed any of the program today, you can go to betterlawns.com and click on Listen to download the show, or you can hear it on iTunes, iHeart, or even my website, which is www.she-consulting.com. Let's go to Walt. Walt, we just have a few minutes. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning. I have a low-chill peach that I just bought. Wanted to give it a try in Merritt Island here. Any recommendations as far as supplementing the soil? And also, something's already chewing on the leaves. Any recommendations for that?
You know, I don't recommend improving the soil. It's got to grow in that sandy soil you have over there no matter what. Full sun, sandy soil, keep it moist.
And fertilize on a regular basis.
Fertilize on a regular basis. Get a hold of one of the fruit tree sprays. And that will be for your chewing insects.
Also, too, Walt, you want to make sure you're cutting it, you're pruning it correctly.
Yes.
And that's going to help you harvest more peaches. So get up online on the University of Florida's peach publication, and it'll show you how to cut it in a vase shape. And that's going to be very important.
And what they're going to ask you to do in the very beginning is tough, but do it. Cut it back so you top it out at about 3 feet,
yeah.
3 to 4 feet. Just take the top right out of it. And so you'll get the branches on the side. Pruning on peach trees is very important.
Exactly. All right.
Okay, great. Good information. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Walt.
Okay, I've got a bunch of questions here.
Okay.
We'll get them all in. Don't worry, folks. Said, I put down a fungicide about a month ago in my St. Augustine, and with all the recent rains, it's breaking out. I guess whatever the problem is breaking out everywhere. Do I reapply? It says apply every 4 to 6 weeks. You know, you got to find out what the problem is, first of all, because we don't have a whole lot of fungal problems during the summer.
Right. So what's breaking out? Is the grass just dying, or does it have that kind of smutty look on the top? Or is it, you know, could be something else besides,
If it's really expanding like that, it could be chinch bugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, out of desperation, if you can't figure out what it is, just don't keep putting down fungicides. Square out a section and take it to your extension office or even your garden center.
Yeah, go down about 3 inches, four inches.
Get a square foot on the edge of a good and a bad. Grab it, take it to your extension office, and have them take a look.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, most of the extension offices are opening up right now. It says, good morning. Our topiary eugenias have tiny white dots on the branches and leaves. We've tried neem oil spray, but they are still there.
Well, if it's scale.
It's wax scale.
Wax scale. Yeah. The scale's not going to go away, but the insect may be dead.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is just squish it. And if you squish it and its brown stuff comes out, ooh, it was still alive. Okay? And so then you can just go ahead and reapply the neem oil again. But if you squish it and it flakes off, or you can take a hose and wash it off, then you don't need to do anything.
Take a little taste and see what it's like. If it tastes.
Don't taste it.
I had an entomologist one time said he tasted tasted chinch bugs. And he said they were terrible. That's true.
Okay, well, I'm glad he did.
Yeah, but the neem oil should help. It should help take care of it, or any of the horticultural oils, year-round spray oil.
Right. Well, we'll do the job, but it kills it. It covers it, and they smother them. But the scale may not go away.
May not go away. It sloughs off over time. It takes a long time. Can you recommend a few general diseases control for citrus trees? Copper fungicides, number one.
That's it.
That's what's used the most. So now, it depends on the disease. If it's greening disease, that's spread by an insect. It's
and
a bacteria.
Once you have it,
you've got it. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. So if it's just leaf diseases, spots, things of that nature, copper fungicides, number one. Okay. Here's a last one. How can I tell if I have an edible fig tree or an edible? It means inedible, I guess. I have a large fruit that's turned brown on the tree, is only a few months old. If the leaf is big and scalloped, it's normally an edible fig. Go up on a lime, put in edible fig, and you'll see the leaf. The ones that are not edible, the ornamental ones, are normally kind of oblong, shiny, and the fruit are hard as a rock.
They're hard as a rock. Usually they still are kind of edible is what I want to say. They're not poisonous or toxic, but they usually, Asian recipes and things, they will boil them for hours to get them to where they can eat them. But, try it.
The edible fig is soft.
It's
when
soft.
It ripens,
when it ripens.
Like the brown turkey or the Celeste, they'll be kind of a brownish color also, turn brownish, but it'll be soft. And normally the critters get to them before you do.
You do too. But I have not seen any inedible fig trees. Have you seen any fig trees that are inedible?
I have, not the trees, but the little ground cover. The
ground cover.
Yeah.
You'll get the fix from that, and those are edible.
Yeah.
But like I say, you have to boil them for hours.
Yeah, not me.
No. I wouldn't. It's just amazing how big those fig leaves will get.
Okay,
things.
I got a question. Final question of the day. It's from me.
Okay.
Okay, I've got this situation where a person has roses, and he wants to replace them with some other colorful plant for the summer. And he has the Trinet arboricola. He has loripedalum and things like that. So what does he put in there? I can't think of anything else besides pentas and coleus.
I say that, a little, maybe even keeping the plumbago down there a little bit, it will get bigger, but there's a little bit. I have to think about it.
Yeah, it's tough. We
get
don't
your
have
roses
that many
to
good
work.
We don't have, that's what I told him. We don't have that many good perennials for the summer outside of the coleus and the pentas, things of that nature.
There you go. Tom, Joni, Colton, thank you so much. We also want to thank Bob Hodling. He's a master gardener, for his garden update. And Denna Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. Go by and see his nurseries and get his trees. Also, a big thanks to Dr. Fred Perry of Blythewald.org is the website. Blythewald.org. And I'll post more pictures of it. Thank you to all our callers and texters with your gardening questions. Remember to join Tom and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.